Chapter 16, 1776, Providence, Rhode Island. Title: The 1776 to 1777 Providence Convention. Purpose: America was now an independent nation, struggling to get its feet on the ground. The early American government lacked the mechanisms to deal with an array of issues confronting it: currency and credit, or the organizing and funding and supplying of the nation's defense and the war. Safety and economic issues were major concerns in the new states, with no effective way of dealing with them. Call and subject. The Massachusetts House of Representatives called for a convention on November 16, 1776, with the subject to be paper currency and public credit. Before meeting, however, the subject was broadened to include consulting on the great affairs of our society, meaning military affairs for keeping General Washington's armies in the field. Date and location: the first multi-government convention after independence was then held from December 25, 1776 to January 2, 1777 in Providence, Rhode Island. Attendance: there were 13 commissioners representing 4 states, Connecticut 4, Massachusetts 3, New Hampshire 3, and Rhode Island 3. Principles: the convention initially chose Stephen Hopkins of Rhode Island as president. When Hopkins left midway through the proceedings, the convention replaced him with William Bradford of Rhode Island. For clerk, the delegates chose non-delegate Rouse J. Helm. Convention protocol: the convention elected its own officers. Each state appointed its own delegates. The commissioners closely tracked the call's subject. Voting was one state, one vote. The call was limited to making proposals only to state legislatures and Congress. The states had granted their delegates authority that, while not unlimited, was quite broad. Massachusetts had expanded the power conferred on its committee to include military as well as economic measures, with the proviso that they avoid subjects, quote, repugnant to or interfering with the powers and authorities of the Continental Congress. Connecticut granted authority to commissioners to address public credit and every measure necessary for the common defense. The authority of the Rhode Island Committee was similar. Only New Hampshire issued narrower credentials, which encompassed military matters but did not mention currency or public credit. The group adjourned sine die. Unusual occurrences: all commissioners had been appointed by their respective legislatures except for Rhode Island. The British had occupied much of that state, so the legislature had deputized a council of war to exercise its powers. The council of war was appointed its commissioners, two of whom were members of the council itself. Conclusions: the convention discussion centered on how to resolve the different currencies in use and still be able to supply troops for the war effort. The Providence Convention of 1776 to 1777 issued a wide range of recommendations covering prices, auctions, and an embargo on luxury goods. Congress then proceeded to call 2 additional conventions, both of the proposing or recommendations kind. These were: 1, that 6 northern states appoint commissioners to meet at Yorktown, quote, to adopt such measures as they shall think most expedient to remedy the evils occasioned by the present fluctuating and exorbitant prices of the articles aforesaid, end quote. And 2, that 3 southern states appoint commissioners to meet at Charlestown for the same purpose. However, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia did not meet.